Well, things are certainly hopping down at the Aronoff Center. And the Cincinnati Arts Association is part of that, not only because they operate the space, but because they bring in some fabulous shows during the course of the year. And joining me in the studio this evening is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations, Van Ackerman. Welcome, Van.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here again.
This is another incredible season.
It is. We do really fun things that are kind of out of the ordinary and kind of all over the place. We call our seasons very eclectic because they reach a lot of different and diverse audiences, and they're just very different shows. So we're excited. We just announced 6 new shows coming this year and next year.
Let's jump in. The first one is something that's been very popular these days.
It sure has. PBS has helped revive the popularity of doo-wop music. And the first show we're bringing in is the Ultimate Doo-Wop Show, which is a wonderful show that brings together many of the original doo-wop artists from the late 50s and early 60s. And if you are kind of young and you're out there and you don't quite know what doo-wop is, believe it or not, doo-wop has its roots actually here in Cincinnati. Doo-wop grew out of World War II and actually kind of started here with such groups as the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers. And they did this great harmonic kind of R&B music. And that grew into the doo-wop that we now know from the late 50s and early 60s. It's really fun dance music, great tight harmonies. And they often use crazy sort of nonsensical lyrics such as doo-wop actually in the songs. And there's quite an audience still here in Cincinnati for this kind of music. There's a whole doo-wop society here. There are 2 doo-wop shows on radio stations in the city. There's a doo-wop restaurant in Cincinnati. So we're very, very excited that we're doing this show. And it's going to involve the following artists: Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners, the Marcells, the Edsels, the Volumes, Stormy Weather, the Blue Suede Orchestra, and very special guests, the Motown Experience. The Motown Experience is a world-class group assembled from members of the Contours, the Miracles, and former members of the Temptations. So that should be a lot of fun to see that group. Who doesn't like Motown? And doo-wop kind of turned into the Motown sound, and then we know where that took us. So it's going to be just a fun night of great, great music. That's really for the entire family. So if you have kids who've never heard doo-wop, bring them on down and let's revive that style again.
And that's just the start of the season.
That's just the beginning. We're going to jump then to December for the holidays. And we're bringing Jim Brickman back for his new tour, On a Winter's Night. For those of you who don't know Jim Brickman, he is America's best-selling solo pianist. He's wonderful. He has had so many top-selling albums. He's really popular around Christmas because he has a lot of wonderful Christmas albums that are out there right now. And he always brings in wonderful guest stars with him because he doesn't just play the piano. Sometimes Jim sings, but he brings some great vocalists with him. And he's bringing back his friend Ann Cochran, this great female vocalist, a new young up-and-coming vocalist named Luke McMaster. He's from Canada. And Tracy Silverman, who is probably one of the best electronic violinists out there today. And the four of them together just create this wonderful, warm, funny, kind of interactive with the audience evening and great, great holiday experience. He'll play some of his holiday hits, some of his other hits. So it'll be a night of just Jim Brickman's best. And it's just a warm, fun, friendly evening. It's great. We love Jim. And he's from Ohio. He's from Cleveland. And he loves to come back here. And he will be appearing on PBS, too, to help sell the show. He'll be part of the PBS Pledge Drive the Monday after Thanksgiving. You can tune in and watch Jim live on our local CET channel.
And just a reminder that this is On a Winter's Night is not a holiday concert per se, as it is a...
It's a seasonal concert is what we're calling it. And he's on tour with this probably from Thanksgiving through the end of the year. So he'll play some of the hits from his holiday albums, but they're not Christmas songs per se. They have the feeling and the warmth of the holidays. And he'll probably do something, I would think, for New Year's, too, because we're really close to New Year's that day. It's December 30th. It's a matinee at 2 o'clock. So you never know what to expect with Jim. It could be a little bit of everything.
It's been our experience in past interviews that Cincinnati really likes tribute shows.
I think everybody right now really likes tribute shows, especially classic rock tribute shows. It's nostalgia, and we all love to go back to those days. And I think in the world we live in right now, it's even becoming even more popular because we want to go back to a simpler time and remember those great periods from our youth. And the next show is a great example of that. It's a fairly new show called Elvis Lives, the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Event. And there are a lot of tribute artist events out there about Elvis, but this is the only one that has been sanctioned by Graceland. And it doesn't just have one Elvis. It doesn't just have two Elvises. It has four Elvises, all who have won an Elvis tribute concert, once again sanctioned by Graceland. And they're probably the best Elvis artists out there right now. And the reason we have four is that they cover each period of Elvis's life, from the 1950s through the movie era of the early 1960s, the 1968 comeback era, and then the 1970s concert years. So we get a little bit of Elvis in each of those different times. And also, there's not just Elvis. There's Ann Margaret, not the real Ann Margaret, but an Ann Margaret tribute artist, which will be even more fun for the show. And they're backed by great dancers and singers. There's a lot of projection from Elvis's life. So if you've seen Rain, the Beatles show, it sounds a little bit like that in a way. It's not just these guys up there singing. It's a lot of multimedia, a lot of theatrical components to it. And they're actually touring with life-size images of Elvis's costumes from all the periods, too, that'll be in the lobby. So it's going to be a full experience of kind of reliving what Elvis was all about. And gosh, everybody loves Elvis. I can't wait to see this show. It's going to be great fun. It's doing really, really well all across the country.
You mentioned Rain.
And
a perennial Cincinnati favorite.
Yes, we bring this back every year now because it's so popular. And for those of you who don't know what Rain is, it's not the water that comes out of the skies. It's a Beatles tribute band, the best Beatles band out there right now. And they're coming back with a show they've retitled called Experience the Beatles with Rain. The show is on Broadway for a year, did wonderful, wonderful business there. And it's a great evening of watching these four guys who've been together called Rain, who've been together for longer than the Beatles have. They've been together for about 30 years now. They do every Beatles song there is. They know the whole catalog. They don't play the whole catalog. We would be there for hours. But it's also like the Elvis show, a multimedia show. You walk in, there are two screens on either side of the stage, one screen in the back, showing scenes from the Beatles' lives that they've actually worked these guys into, and they become part of that iconic video of the guys. And what I love about it, there are four sets covering the different phases of the Beatles' career together. Between the sets, they actually show video from the 60s, including at one point wonderful commercials from the 60s, including like the Flintstones smoking cigarettes and bizarre things like that, which really sets the time and the mood and the place. And that's also there so the guys can go off, change costumes, come back on. So they really capture the look, the feel, the characters of this band. And they're really, really wonderful, which is why it sells out every year. What I also love about them is they even play the studio songs that the Beatles did that they never did live on tour. But these guys can because they travel with an extra person who actually does all of those wonderful sound effects and just makes it come alive. It's great. And this show's from people from 8 to 88. It's for just everybody.
We've had a lot of music so far this season. There's a little bit of comedy thrown in as well.
Yeah, and it's a great night of comedy. These guys have been here before. Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood doing a show called Two Man Group. Now, you know, we recently had a show here called Blue Man Group, and Colin and Brad are doing a show called Two Man Group. I think that's where they kind of got the title from. And you all may know these guys from a TV show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? That wonderful improv show that was on ABC and is still in syndication, I believe. And they're two of the best improv guys out there. And to watch them just take suggestions from the audience and create these wonderful scenes like they do on the show is really, really extraordinary. And they pull people up from the audience, they bring them into it. And the last time they were here, I have never seen an audience laugh as hard as they laughed at this show. It's a great night. So if you want to go out and have a wonderful night of comedy, this is the show for you. It doesn't get better than this.
And speaking of not getting better, the final show of this season, all I can say is American Icon. You've got an American Icon performing as an American Icon.
It doesn't get better than that. And what you're talking about is Hal Holbrook, our legendary actor who's been Oscar nominated, has won Emmys, Tony Awards. It's amazing, this man, playing Mark Twain, doing his show Mark Twain Tonight. I believe the longest running one-man show in history. He's been doing the show now for 58 years. He's done it every year. Started out as a college thesis of his and his wife at the time. And over the years, he has 200 hours of Mark Twain material at his disposal. And every night he comes out on stage and you don't know what he's going to do. He basically pulls from that and kind of makes it up as he goes along. And it's really remarkable, not because you're watching this icon of an actor really becoming Mark Twain. He's so good at this. But you're reminded how wonderful Mark Twain was as a writer and as a comedian and a humorist and as an observer of human behavior and our culture at the time. some of the things that Mark Twain wrote about politics right now are happening right now, just in a different way. So yeah, it really, really is a legendary night of theater. Hal Holbrook is 86 years old right now. He's still doing this. God love him. And we've had him here about 2 or 3 years ago. It was a wonderful show. And we are so thrilled to have him back to hopefully have a new generation of people see this remarkable show.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman, Director of Marketing and PR for the Cincinnati Arts Association. Thank you, Van. For more information on the Cincinnati Arts Association series and to find out how to order tickets, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.